The Literary Regimen by H. G. Wells. Narrated by Gary Appleton. At the risk of offending the young beginner's illusions, he must be reminded of one or two homely but important facts bearing upon literary production. Homely as they are, they explain much that is at first puzzling. This perplexing question of distinction, the quality of being somehow fresh, individual, really, it is a perfectly simple matter. It is common knowledge that, after a prolonged fast, the brain works in a feeble manner. The current of one's thoughts is pallid and shallow. It is difficult to fix the attention and impossible to mobilize the full forces of the mind. On the other hand, immediately after a sound meal, the brain feels massive, but static. Tea is conducive to a gentle flow of pleasing thoughts, and anyone who has taken Eastern syrup of the Hypophystes will recall at once the state of cerebral eithrism, of general...